Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back. We are live today, midday show from the Yacht Club of Seattle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillick, Kyle Quinn here with us. We got everyone here with us today. Joe Cameron just showed up.
Joe Cameron just rolled up in the piece.
He is here.
His little flower shirt on.
Yeah, he's dressed for the event. Hugh, what's your take so far on what we've seen here?
It's basically, I guess you have to chug a beer. It's like an obstacle course. It's almost like Ninja Warrior.
Yes, on the water.
And on the water, and you have to navigate the obstacle course. And I guess at the end is where you dive into the water.
So the grease pole has not been part of the whole
event. Has not been navigated yet. Yes, but the young lady, I think the young lady that went first, she was the best so far. But the guys have put up a strong effort. But it's tough. I guess as we go through the day and the obstacle course gets wet, it gets a little slippery. So that could be a little bit of a problem.
It looks like you got to chug a beer right before you go on.
It does
too.
Look like that.
That adds.
Creates some problems.
I'm sure it does. So just one last time, any chance when we're done with the show today that you'll participate?
No, I'm not doing that. That's not in my wheelhouse.
Hugh thinks there are sharks in the bay.
And there absolutely not.
Are there fish in the bay?
Yeah.
And is a shark
do you
a fish?
See all those people out there smiling?
No, I'm asking a question. We're going to workshop.
Hugh, there are fish in creeks.
Is there a fish in the bay? Is there fish in the bay?
I'm sure there's a fish, yeah.
Are sharks fish?
Are we doing this?
Are fish sharks? Fishes, sharks, fish.
Do you see all
this
those,
logic stinks.
Do you see all those
but
people
sharks,
out there?
But you do agree that sharks are fish, right?
There's no agree or disagree.
No,
like,
but
there's
you agree
objective
that
fact.
Sharks are
no,
fish,
no, they
right?
are, yes.
Are fish in bay?
Fish are in the bay.
Okay,
here, yes.
So are sharks are fish, right?
What are you talking about?
No, but I'm saying we're
this isn't working.
This.
No, we're not.
No, we're workshopping this. So what I'm saying is this. if fish are in the bay, right? There's a good chance that there might be one in there.
The good chance is where you've
lost
everyone.
No, but what I'm saying is this. Like, let's use the logic here, right?
No, we're trying.
We're working on it.
No, but there's a possibility, right?
Very small.
Like, my man right here that's ear hustling, he know what I'm talking about.
He knows about a single shark.
So you feel where I'm coming with this, though, right, sir? See what I'm saying?
Do you see all the people out there having a good time?
And they can have all the good times that they want.
If there was
Ross
a shark,
Tucker's having a good time.
They wouldn't
Ross
be in there.
Ross Tucker took his shirt off.
Well,
he's out there. He's not looking. He walked away because I put him on blast. But yeah, it's no. Like, I'm not.
Wait a
I'm
minute.
Good.
Wait. Are we even sure that sharks are fish? Though we had somebody on the station.
Oh no.
I'm not going.
I think I heard what you said. I'm not going out there.
Fran, you gotta find Jolly on.
Oh, I already got it way ahead of you.
Oh, perfect.
You're not going out there.
All right.
Play it.
Let's hear it.
You ever hear of a fish catching a guy?
To say, what if a shark like eats somebody? Yeah, Jaws.
What about it?
Fish. Right?
Shark's not a fish.
Shark's not a fish? Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to dump that so no one hears it.
It's not a fish. It's a mammal.
Remember when you said sharks aren't fish?
No, I didn't.
We have the audio.
Why would I say sharks aren't fish?
It happened.
And?
Well, you're telling me this stuff, so I don't know if I should believe
sharks
it.
Sharks are a mammal.
Is
I don't care.
Sharks are fish.
Sharks are not mammals. That is not true. Sharks are
Jolly
not mammals.
Hugh.
That's a pretty damning piece of audio for Jolly.
That's a tough look.
Well, he had to be high. He had to
he
be.
He was not. I can guarantee
he had to be high when he said that.
You know, we've all said dumb things on the air.
Oh, I have not said anything that was dumb.
That's true.
I have not Englished well. There have been times.
You told us there might be whales in Lake Tahoe.
Okay, that was I overshot that one. That's not dumb. That's not dumb.
Mean, that's not overshooting it. How would the whales get to Lake Tahoe?
I overshot it. I had two things running around in my head. I overshot that one. But that wasn't dumb. Now, I don't English well sometimes, yep. But that do
often.
Not say like sharks or fish.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Fish that
are,
is true.
Fish can swim in the bay.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing the connection.
Okay,
I'm not. The connection is I'm not getting my ass in that water.
I never thought
that's the connection.
I never thought I'd set this up this way. But let's hear from someone rational, Paul George, on his podcast, his take on the newest Sixer, Vijay Ejikofor.
I like Vijay. He showed tremendous upside in when he played with Bahamas. He's competing, playing against top talent, and he's dunking on him. He's blowing by him. He was making impact. I like him. I like his upside. To me, I think he's kind of like Jimmy Butler, just a dog, plays hard, plays both ends, and it just has that toughness about him.
A Jimmy Butler comp, a young Jimmy Butler comp.
That's pretty dope because Jimmy Butler's a hard-nosed kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. And obviously, you know, there's still many people here who have never gotten over the fact that the Sixers
that
let
he
him
left.
Go. Right? And young Jimmy Butler was a dog. Like, when he was on the Bulls before he got to Minnesota and here, he was a tenacious defender. And he's the kind of guy, because we had some call earlier that said, you know, not every player figures out how to shoot. Jimmy Butler did not come into the league a 25-point scorer, right? He came in the league a defensive player. And he worked his ass off to become an all-star player.
Kind of like Vijay.
Yes.
But
I think he could have that same path where his calling card the first two or three years is defense. And then 4 or 5 years from now, like, whoa, he's averaging 23 a game. I can see that.
Yeah, but, you know, you want him to come in and be comfortable and not feel like his growth is stunted on the offensive side of the ball. That's my biggest concern because, you know, the last few years I've been here, everything kind of runs through Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid hasn't been healthy enough for that to be the case. That's my biggest concern.
Yeah, and the reality is he probably won't ever be again. So I understand your concern. I just have hope again for the Sixers for the first time in a while. They made the right pick last night. Adrian is up on WIP. Hey, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian.
Yeah, you know, Maury never put no thought into making these picks. You know what I mean? We could have got two picks for this third pick. I mean, you pick three, that's supposed to be like a game changer, man. He's just like another piece. We already got a piece like that, so.
What piece do we have?
Well, how do you know?
What piece do we have to play defense like this? Nobody.
We got Derek. Look, we could have got Derek McQueen in the point guard from Florida.
First, his name's Derek Queen.
We need a point
it's not even
guard.
His name.
We have no point guard on this team. And we could have got younger. Got rid of Paul George.
No point guard. They have two point guards. We don't have no point guard. They have Maxey and McCain.
Maxey's not a point guard.
Well, he plays point guard.
You know
here, doesn't
about
he?
He's not a point guard.
So, of Maxey and McCain, we don't have any point guards.
If you notice in the playoffs, every team had a great point guard. You know what I mean? The fielder, the fire. So with us not having a point guard, Maxey's a two, McCain's a two. Like, you know, we should have got younger, man. We supposed to have got rid of Paul George.
Younger? They took an 18-year-old last night. What do you mean younger?
He's a Grimes. He's nothing but a Grimes.
Oh, like, come on. The Quentin Grimes stuff. The guy showed up for 30 games last year, and now we're making him out to be something.
He showed up. This guy ain't showed up for no games yet, so we don't know what we're going to get.
He's a draft pick.
And like, you're the one saying it's a bad pick.
Wait, he's injury prone? Who said this? Who's injury prone?
I didn't know.
The pick that we got, he's been hurt already. I mean, y'all got to do your homework on this stuff. Don't nobody do their homework.
How many games did he miss last year? How many games did he miss last year?
We said, we asked the question, was he hurt? Now we don't do our homework. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. We got you. I got you.
So you wanted to trade down to, like, the teens. Yeah.
All
that's
right.
About right. Yep. That's about right.
Was that Adrian the Giants
fan? Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. We haven't heard from him in a while.
We haven't.
I don't
probably for good reason.
I don't remember the last time we talked to him. Usually it's just during football season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard his Sixers takes.
I don't think he knows what the hell he's talking about.
Well, they seem to be equally as bad as every other take he's got. All right. We go from Adrian the Giants fan to Marlon the Cowboys fan. What a banner segment. What's up, Marlon?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Cal, I know it's all wonderful, but anyway, hey, Joe, how are you going to just keep calling Ace Bailey a loser, though?
Because
bro?
I think he's a loser. I mean, it's very easy.
Okay.
Like, losing
so,
players.
Before the draft, right, yes. Mm-hmm. Wasn't you in the WIP all... Who want to play for the Sixers when they got the worst organization in the history of the NBA?
No,
but
no,
you don't give a man credit for saying, like, why would I want to go there?
No, why it's would like I give him credit? Who the hell is Ace doors? Bailey? He played at Rutgers. Give him credit.
It doesn't matter, bro.
Yeah, sure it does.
He's going to get money. That ain't his problem.
I don't care about his money.
Who does?
Would you go to the Sixers knowing you got two dead weight players that never play?
So you're defending the kid who turned down every workout from Rutgers. This is who we're sticking up for here, Ace Bailey.
But he got talent, number one, and he can do that.
He can't jump. He can't shoot free throws.
Listen,
he's a skinny jump shooter.
Not everybody that's in college coming to the NBA now is hungry, bro. They don't get paid. They already coming in with money. So yeah. They dictating now. So you got to understand that philosophy. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just keep calling them a loser. You wouldn't have played for the Sixers either.
Sure I would have. Here's what I wouldn't have done, Marlon. I would not have scheduled a workout and then not just shown up for it. Like, who the hell is this kid? Like, why are we defending him?
We got that's good strategy.
No, it's not. Know. He's in Utah. What strategy did he figure
and
out?
He didn't even want to be there, but guess what?
I want to go through Marlon's logic on this. So the kid lost money last night, right? Like, the higher pick you are, the more money you make.
Yeah.
He lost money, and now he's in Utah. You think he's happy today?
But as he signs, he's going to get that money.
I don't care about it. Bro. Lots of players in the NBA make a lot of money. Okay.
There's lots of losers
out there, Marlon.
No, you know what? This is our fault. We let a Giants fan and a Cowboys fan tell us who a winner is.
Yeah. Is this Fran? Is this Fran's fault?
Yeah. And now we can't get no hits, right? Because just the other night, WIP won a bad auto talking about, he's not that great.
Who?
Even though he's doing everything.
He's back on the auto Kemp thing.
Auto Kemp.
Now y'all won a bad auto.
Who cares about auto Kemp?
Throw them all around, and now we can't hit.
Marlon, what the hell are you talking about?
Marlon, here's the question. Are the Eagles going to win by 10 or more on opening night? Yes or no?
I think, you know what? I think the Eagles going to get beat down so bad. Jalen Hurts. That's what I think.
Marlon, you are ridiculous. That's a double-digit Eagles win on opening night.
Wow.
Cowboys suck.
All right? Bananas.
The people that defend you, you can have wanted Ace Bailey, right? Like, if you think he was better and you think he's going to be a better player, that's fine. Like, I disagree. The idea of defending his strategy in this draft, too, is bonkers to me. I mean, he scheduled a workout and just didn't show up. Like, how is anyone defending that?
I mean, I wonder what the method to his madness was, you know, or what was his end game, I should say.
Was it to lose money and get to Utah? Because that feels like a weird end
game. And then, not only does he get drafted by Utah, then there's a report out there that he didn't want to go to Utah. Okay, so where he wanted to go? Obviously, I look at it like this, Joe. Money. He was not driven by money, because if you're driven by money, you go to the third pick. You look at the money and you want the money.
Not short term. I think long term, he wants to score to get his next contract.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So he's not worried about that right now. So he has a situation, or he's in a situation, where he's not worried about that, as opposed to VJ. VJ was talking about. I was reading a story where, you know, they were talking about how for 7 years they lived off a generator or something of that nature. How he didn't have any money.
He came from nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. And how hungry he is to just, you know, be somewhere and be that guy. I like that. I like that mentality for him. I like the fact that that's how he is, because when you look at some of the guys that were in the finals this year, that's kind of their story. Jalen Brunson. a guy was like that. Hard workers.
Look at the Thunder. I mean, Shea was not a top 10 pick. Jalen Williams not a top 10 pick. I mean, that's their two best players weren't even
so
supposed to be.
I like that, but the thing that concerns me about this is whether or not he's going to be allowed to grow on the offensive side, you know, with Joel Embiid being here and what we know about how the Sixers normally want to operate.
You're scarred. You have scars.
No, but I'm just saying that's
you have
a big
Embiid PTSD.
That's a big part. But that's a big part of it, Joe, because we're hoping as a fan base that Joel Embiid is going to be somewhat what he was before he got hurt. But that's not a guarantee.
I think it's unlikely. I mean, I've written that off.
That's not the poo-poo, trying to poo-poo on Joel Embiid. That's just the reality of the knee injury that he has and what we've seen with other guys that have had that knee injury.
I understand. All right, Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, how y'all doing, Green Team?
What up,
Will? What's up, buddy?
Oh, listen, man. I'm about to say something that's about to, you know, make a couple people a little unhappy here.
Uh-oh.
All right, so let me just say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got the basketball team. Who is our top player?
The basketball team?
Yes.
Well, I mean, Joel, but he's hurt. Yeah, Joel.
Okay. Who's our top player? Football.
These are trap questions, I believe.
Jalen Hurts.
Okay. And who's our top player? Baseball.
Bryce Harper.
Okay. So, by me saying that, right?
Glad we got to the bottom of that.
You got two guys, right, that you always give a pass to. Joel Embiid and Bryce Harper.
I give a pass to Joel Embiid?
Yes, yes, you do, Joe.
For
yep.
the sake of this argument, yes, you do. Shame on you.
As always.
Let me cook.
No, you got it. You got it. It's all you giddy.
I wanted to trade it.
You're cooking up a fart, dude. What are you talking about?
Giddy.
Okay, so listen. Let me just say this, right? The reason why I say Jalen Hurts is the best Philadelphia player that we have right now.
But he's not. But yeah.
Hold on. Let me just say it.
Let him cook.
Because this guy, through all the things that we have said about him, he's not going to be our quarterback for 2025 and all this and all
who
that,
said
right?
This? Who said
Paola,
this?
Let me finish.
He's putting together
me,
some conversations
right?
that we
because
had.
Because I'm going somewhere with this.
He kind of
right?
mixed them together.
This is the only player that has actually did what he had to do to improve himself and to be a better player and to be a playmaker to help our championship, I mean, help our team win a championship, right? Now,
well,
you got
no.
these two
oh
other
goodness.
Top players that's getting paid only the top dollar, right? That's always injured, that's always got an excuse, that can't get the job done, right? But yet, still, we always want to talk trash about Jalen Hurts.
Who's talking trash about Jalen Hurts?
Will, you are a disaster right now.
This is PTSD.
Who's talking trash about Hurts?
He talked about before.
Not cooking anything.
It's not trash.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's not trash to say he's the sixth best quarterback in the NFL.
I like
it's not trash.
Down, oh, wow.
You've lost the plot.
Let me make sense here.
What is this?
Hurry up.
BJ Edgecombe.
Y'all melting down for real.
Let me cook, man.
Dude, finish cooking.
All right, so don't get upset because I'm speaking the truth.
No, you're not.
Between them two guys, right? All three of them players that I just named.
Okay.
There's only one guy that got us a championship. And that's Jalen Hurts, right? And we're yep. still oh, talking God. About him.
But because he's the Eagles quarterback.
Dude, what are you? What is your point?
What does this have to do
talking
with
the Sixers?
Edgecombe.
My point is that this one guy that we always criticize and always throw under the bus has the will to win. These two other guys, they're always worried about a contract. They're worried about the money and everything, except for the main thing is why we play the game, is to win.
He needed music behind that.
No, don't give him the music.
Right, hold on a second.
It's Will's worst phone call ever.
I think this has nothing to do with BJ Edgecombe.
But you know what? You know what? Nobody would say it, but I'm going to say it.
Say
and,
it.
And hate me if you want. Hate me if you want. Because you speak the truth. Right?
Speaking the truth.
This guy, Jalen Hurts, has gave us a championship.
None of this has anything to do with Jalen Hurts, dude.
Kind of does.
No. Because these are the top players that we're paying the most money.
Yeah, what about the Sixers?
I'm going to give you one more time. One more chance. What does this all have to do with Edgecombe? Edgecombe.
Okay, all right. So this is what I want to say.
Oh, but now we got it.
What I want to say is this. Joel Embiid and Bryce Harper, right? These are two great players.
So it has nothing to do with Edgecombe. We've established this.
They're not great. They're not the greatest players in Philadelphia. They are the greatest players in Philadelphia. Name the three top greatest players. Right?
Zach Wheeler.
This is what I'm saying, right?
You're number nine on my list.
The thing that ridiculous. Separates them is the will to win, man. And these guys have to stop worrying about the money. Listen, we need a championship. Y'all going to get y'all money. Y'all got your money, y'all going to get your money. But what we want to see is because we know y'all are the best players in Philadelphia. Y'all are the leaders of our team. So, damn it, I want to see it.
He needed music.
I'm no.
Giving these guys pass. It's no more passes. So we prove.
Who's getting anyone a pass
this
today?
This is the most horrendous call Will has ever had.
You know what? You know sometimes.
Like, what are you talking about?
So we know a lot of people listen on the Odyssey app. Sometimes people get stuck on a spot. Like, they're listening to a certain part of the show, right? But we're an hour ahead, and they're reacting to something. That happens once in a while. Will's in last week. He's listening to the Odyssey app from last week.
That's what I tried to tell you when he was talking
but
about
it. This isn't
it.
Back to the Future, man. No. Like, this is, it's Thursday the 26th.
I know.
We're at the Yacht Club.
But
they took Edgecombe last night.
No, I know. But he was stuck in the past. That's why when he was saying it, I knew what he was talking about. So that's why I didn't say anything.
I'm with Joe. I don't know what that had to do with literally anything.
I asked him five times what does that have to do with Edgecombe.
But he had to get it off his chest. That's all. He just had to get it off
his
chest.
Just come in and say, I need to get something on my chest. This is not on top.
I'm also going to ban the let me cook thing because, like, we're going to decide if you cook or not.
Well,
you didn't cook anything.
I mean, he did kind of cook.
It was an awful point.
It was outrageous.
No, it would have been a good point if we were talking about
it. Right, it just made no sense.
Also,
what are we doing?
The idea that no one here criticizes Joel Embiid is ridiculous.
He lost me with that one.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah. The idea that everyone just passes Jalen Hurts, no, that's not even true anymore.
He lost me with that one, too. Uh-oh, we got Cooper DeJean out there, Sidney Brown. Everybody done went berserk because they took their shirts off.
Now, the question is, do we think they're the most equipped to do this? Like,
they look
the youngest?
Like they're the youngest.
You would think.
Like,
oh, so they must be doing the seniors last. Ross Tucker thing.
I have something to add. It's going to be the final nail in the coffin for Hugh, by the way, going in that water.
Yeah.
My buddy told me he frequently catches sharks in these bays.
Oh, yes, a wrap. Kiss the bay. Hey, thank your buddy for listening to me and understanding
now,
exactly
hold
where I'm coming
hold
from.
On. Now, the bay extends a little bit further than where
Sidney
we
Brown.
Are.
Oh, go get it, young buck. Oh, he's going for it. See, he's attacking it like he attacks those receivers that catch the ball and try to take their head off. He's out of there. Okay, Sidney.
Would you say, just based on that, he's the favorite to be the starting
safety? Well, Cooper right behind him. Oh, look at Cooper. Cooper. Oh, Cooper. He's stuck. Okay.
Like a beach whale.
Okay, come on. He got up. The young cat's going for the young Thundercats. Oh, he's off to the side. Oh, he is on one. Oh, they made it.
That was pretty impressive.
You know what? Now they got the seniors group coming up. Let's see what Ross Tucker does. Ross Tucker's about four beers in. He's the seniors group.
You think he's the only one a few beers in?
Oh, no, he's not the only one, but he's the one that I'm going to put on blast.
I feel like you might be asked to be MC next year after what I just heard.
No,
there. Yeah, that'd be great. All right, Violet in Virginia's up. What's up, Violet?
Violet. Hold up,
hey
it's
guys,
Landon.
How are you? Oh, my gosh. That sounds so much fun out there.
Oh, it is a blast.
Wait a minute. Is the big dog about to go?
It sounds like one of the big dogs about to hunt.
Oh, yeah, big dog. Okay, big dog. Oh, I forgot. There can't nobody hear me.
And you're live on the radio. And you're on the radio.
Yelling at people here. My bad.
Violet, it is very fun. Yeah, he was forgetting where we are, but we're having a good time.
Rod did not like that at all.
Violet, what are you thinking about the Phillies?
Oh, my God, they're so frustrating. I mean, I haven't given up on them, but my goodness. And I can see why. That owner, he's really ticking me off. I'm going to tell you what. If he does not sign JT and freaking Schwarber, I am not going to watch them.
He's taking his time.
No wonder they're so wishy-washy on the field because our freaking owner is a wishy-washy. Jeez.
Well, and to imagine this team without both of them would be ridiculous. Yeah.
He should have addressed some issues in the offseason.
Violet, I think we're losing you a little bit, but we appreciate it. She's annoyed already that the Phillies haven't re-signed their guys. Yes. And I'll tell you this.
Landon's going across. Big dog. You see the big dog, Landon? Okay, light on his feet. Big dancing bear. Oh, Landon didn't make it.
Yeah, the dancing bear took a tumble there, Hugh.
Yeah, he's a big guy. We don't fall for that. The big guys, man, it's hard to navigate those things, man.
Yeah, this is taking a little longer than the DBs trying to get through this.
Yeah.
He's struggling to get out of it now.
He's rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling.
That's a good way to put it. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We'll get back to your phone calls. We also have to address something from one of our own here at WIP. Specifically, I need, Hugh, you need to help out a former teammate of yours. A current teammate at WIP.
Yes.
But also a former Eagles teammate, because Ike Reese had himself a tweet yesterday that we red flagged. We'll talk about this coming up next. Your calls on the Phils. We'll get leading off around 1. And the Sixers. VJ Edgecombe. It gave me hope last night. They took a grown-up.
Hope.
They took a kid that's got his head on straight. It's going to be a really good player in the NBA. All coming up. We'll get to the Ike tweet that was heard around the world. That's next. Midday Show live from the Yacht Club of Sea Isle for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you cover off the field, and nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. This 4th of July, you can celebrate with big savings at the Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. Right now, save $500 on Tempur-Pedic best-selling Breeze mattresses designed to feel up to 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. I don't have this mattress, but as hot as it is right now, folks, y'all need to probably go invest in one of those, because that seems like it's really, really nice. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop their entire selection and find a location nearest you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's the mattresswarehouse.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.